All right, Phil, we both got flights out of Chicago, so we got to go. First moto, I heard it was Dylan's fault. You said something to him. You're both like 39 and 40th, but take us through that.
Yeah, I was just, I had a bad start, and then that's why I don't like starting back there. So Dylan cross-threaded on one of the options, came over. Yeah. I landed on him, and it's just like our bikes were connected together and like took 40 seconds to get it apart.
He didn't seem to really, he was going to let you get the bikes apart.
Well, he said he tried. I'm like, oh, motherfucker, I did all the fucking lifting, dude.
Look to me like you did it all.
Typical Frenchman letting the American do all the fucking work for him. So, no, it's just a bummer. You know, that's kind of is. And then, just a bad start. I don't know what the fuck happened. So, got pinched. Cool S kept going straight. He blamed Harlan in the first moto. I'm like, dude, just fucking turn right, dude. I don't care if there's someone there or not. But
what, did you confront him? Or?
Yeah. I told Cool S before the start of the second one. I said, dude, the corner goes right, not straight, you know? And then second moto, I hang and banged off the surround the car, banged some fucking dudes, I don't know who, and I got into, I don't know, I was like 7th, 8th, and then kind of went back to 10th and rode 10th, and it was a,
you're kind of by yourself for the last half, but before that, Justin Cooper fell, you got him, Garrett was back there, somebody else too, so you kind of like, I was almost wondering if you were like, hey, I can't go this fast right now, so go.
Yeah, I couldn't. So I let Justin go, and then, I try and tow behind him as long as possible, and then, I use that as a rabbit. But, I'm a bit unfit at the moment. I don't have the fast twitch. I can't train during the week with my knee, so it's just it's not an excuse. Just need to man the fuck up and find the grit from somewhere. But 10th, the second moto, there's some bad dudes out there still, so... still got a little left in the tank and looking forward to it.
Joking with someone, because you were all by yourself and you kind of let Cooper go. And I think 11th was
Harlan.
And I said, well, he's going to look back and see Harlan and be like, nope, that guy is not getting me. Yeah. I know you're thinking that.
Yeah, I probably had maybe 10 seconds on Harlan and I just managed it. And I'm like, fuck, if I would have pushed a little harder, I maybe would have had Webster because he was coming back because he had a bike issue. But then behind... Harlan was Coolest and Christian. So, I just keep gauge and put in my laps and banged out 215s the whole time, and that's all I could do for today. So it was a good rebound. But
a couple things. What did you think of this start, going back to this start, and then did they fuck up the section before the leap, or would you have liked to have done the sand whoops before and all that?
I like the sand whoops before the leap. It just makes it flow a little bit better. Oh, thank you. And then... it's just like the way the track is right now, it's pretty one line. You can't really pass. It's kind of hard. And I just like it to where, it set the leap up to where you actually got a couple different ruts to get a run. Sure. So overall, track was really
good. What about start?
I like the start. It's a lot safer. The other one, it just stacks up like dominoes. So overall, the Richies did a good job with the track. It's amazing what people do when it rains and they have dozers and they can fix a track properly. So, I was happy. It's cool. What it is.
Good job.
Thanks. Thank you.